Well, we are so pleased to have Eliza Doyle joining us today. First off, very talented in her own right. She's got 9 albums, toured extensively across Canada, the U.S., and Europe, and even won a Juno Award with the Dead South back in 2016 and 2018. I actually went to school with some of the guys from the Dead South, Eliza.
No kidding.
Yeah, Lobolis grads. Yeah. Look at us go, hey?
But anyway, look at you guys go.
But anyway, we're talking to you about Doyle Fest. My goodness,
yeah.
Why don't you tell us how a birthday party back in 2014 evolved into a full-scale festival that Doyle Fest is today?
Well, it got a little out of hand, let me tell you that. Yeah, it started off as a birthday party on some land I have outside of Saskatoon, and all my friends are musical, so everybody came out and brought their instruments, and it was such a great hit. We had flat deck trailers, and everyone said, "Oh, you got to do this next year." And I said, "Well, okay, sure, I'll do it next year." And then we had, I had to build some infrastructure, so I started building outhouses, mowing down more areas for tents, and then I thought, well, I should probably charge people a little bit for this. You know, I got to get, you know, lumber and all the stuff. And then we kind of had a little bit of a profit. So I thought, I'm doing work. I'm doing community music work ever since the Dead South. I stopped touring with them in 2019. I started doing community music programming in the North and Stanley Mission. And I thought, well, let's just put the money towards like ukuleles and different types of things like that. So then it just kept going. I met Holly Ray Uzichipi from Standing Buffalo. She had a vision. I had a vision for community arts mentorship, training people how to build local capacity within communities. So we serve community arts mentorship program serves remote, under-resourced and underserved communities. And we bring arts and music programming and build local capacity. So now Doyle Fest has become the major fundraiser for the nonprofit. It outgrew my land, so we had to move it to Eagle Creek Regional Park, which is about 40 minutes outside of Saskatoon, only 10 minutes from the land I was on. And now it's got, you know, I don't need to haul water or generators or anything like that. It's got a full service campground. It's got a full stage and a canteen and a disc golf course and a 9-hole golf course and mini golf, and it's got the whole 9 yards. So it's a really great festival site, a really great cause. All my friends who are musicians, they come out and volunteer their time to play music to raise money for the nonprofit. So it's just a real grassroots community event, and it's happening September 5th to the 7th, so it's coming right up. Tickets have always been $50 for the weekend or $30 for the day. Try to keep it affordable, and if you don't have funds to be able to bring, you know, to come, then just come. There's no questions asked. Come to the gate and say, hey, I'd like to be on the guest list.
That's awesome.
Make it seem like you're on the band, and it doesn't matter. We just want people there. So if finances are a barrier for anybody to attend, we just want you to come. And also, last thing, we've got tons of children's events. We've got Wild Sky children. They're coming out, and they're going to be doing a bunch of kids stuff. We've got face painting. We've got tie-dyeing. And we also have a reconciliation workshop. So because we work in mainly Indigenous and Métis communities, they're the most under-resourced and underserved communities in our province, so that's where we end up working. Reconciliation workshop that the whole audience takes part in is really awesome. It's really informative. It's a really safe space to ask questions. And yeah, it's just turned into something really cool. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, for sure. What are you most excited about in the 2025 lineup? Any new acts or first-time performers out there?
Oh, we got all of, she's amazing. She's a young performer. We've got Yuji and Jasim. They're from Pakistan. They're newcomers. I don't necessarily need to perform at this festival. I'm pretty busy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it is Doyle Fest. It is my birthday. So there was a few years where I said, I don't really want to perform. I'm a little busy. And the crowd did not like that. So my band, one of my bands, the Heartstrings, will be playing as well. We got former lovers. We got a lot of people from the nonprofit. So the nonprofit, we have community, we have program coordinators and all marketing, and all the people that kind of work with us are very musical. So we have Mitch Durow, we have Raven Reed, we have Zee the Free, we have Ray the Nihilist. So we have a real mix of kind of pop, country, folk. We have some hip-hop, R&B, that kind of stuff. The Steadies, they're always a crowd favorite. Cupid's Heart. We have like 33 acts. It's kind of wild that I have to turn people away to perform for free at this festival because it's just become, you know, a grassroots kind of last kick at the can, we kind of call it too. It's the last weekend of the summer. It's always the weekend after Labor Day. So,
right on. Well, how can people grab their tickets if they want to buy them beforehand?
Well, you can head to communityartsmentorship.com. There's a tab on there that says Doyle Fest, and you should be able to search Doyle Fest or Eliza Banjo, and it should just type it into your little search engine there, and you should be able to find it. It is a cash-only site because of the cell service is a little wonky down there, so bring your cash. And again, like if you show up and you're like, oh, I don't have my blah, 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 just whatever. We'll just come on in. You can e-transfer later. You can donate later or whichever. We're pretty welcoming, opening community.
That's so awesome. Well, we can't wait for it. September 5th to the 7th at Eagle Creek Regional Park. And we can't thank you enough, too, Eliza, for spending some minutes with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.